For many years in the African continent, when we have faced unfortunate circumstances of natural disasters or poor harvests in agriculture, there will always be a helping hand amongst many organizations that do help, particularly in agriculture, is the World Food Programme. But we know that since the new leadership took over in the United States, they scaled down their work on US aid. And as a result of that, the work of the World Food Programme was also negatively affected. If one looks at the figures, it seems like almost half of the budget of the World Food Programme was through the allocations they were receiving from the US aid. And this then leaves the African continent to a certain extent quite exposed in an event that we were to experience any natural disasters. Because I have great doubts as to whether the World Food Programme would still be able to perform the level of work like they've been able to do in the past. And I also think we must consider the moment that we are in, that there are a number of pressures just in the aid space, with all of the wars and instabilities in various parts of the world that in the past few years, they were reasonably stable, which means that now there's a need for assistance in a number of regions. And I'm raising all of this because in the Southern Africa region, one of the things we have to do, at least from the perspective of food security, is making sure that we invest in strengthening our agricultural sector so that we are able to respond when there are shocks. There may be shocks in one country, then others perhaps may be in a reasonably better position to have supplies of whatever that is needed, even if it will not go to the particular country in terms of aid, but the supplies will be there. And I think the season we could start experiencing or testing our ability to be able to produce quite ambitiously is the current one, or the one that we are about to start, which is the 2025-26 production season. Because all of us in Southern Africa, we are sitting at what seems to be yet another fortunate period. We are approaching a La Nina weather phenomenon. This will not only bring above normal rainfall in South Africa, but it means that there may be favorable rains in Malawi, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Swaziland, Zambia, and the whole Southern Africa region. And if that is the case, and the planting season in many countries, South Africa as an example, started as early as last month, October, but this remains a reasonably open planting window all the way to mid-January for some countries in the Southern Africa region. And I think the key thing then we have to ask ourselves is, are we prepared to increase the area planting? Do we have the capability? And from a South Africa perspective, I would say, yes, we are prepared to do that. I've talked previously about the figures where the South African farmers suggested that at a commercial level, they will plant about 4.1 million hectares, 4.5 million hectares, which is up by 1% from the previous season. That's 4.5 million hectares. And even if you were to think about the non-commercial area, it is also as decent. And by that, when you're looking at the overall, it encompasses white maize, yellow maize, soybeans, sunflower seeds, sorghum, dry beans, and the like. Those are all summer grains in South Africa. That is about 4.5 million hectares of the area that will be planted. That's well above the long-term averages that South Africa plants. And if you consider the season that South Africa is completing now, the 2024-25 production season, we also had a fairly good harvest of over 20 million tons in all of these crops. So thinking about next year, I think that South Africa is likely to have a reasonably big harvest. But I'm not here to emphasize more on the South Africa case, because I think because of the commercial capabilities, technology, and all of that, South Africa is in a reasonably better place. But the key question then is asking whether the likes of Zimbabwe, are they ready to take advantage of some of these crops? And Zimbabwe has been quite ambitious in expanding and area planting, assisting their farmers. Even if you think about the season that we are completing, They had a crop, at least according to the United States Department of Agriculture, the Pretoria office, of about 1.3 million tons, which was not yet at where they need, because they need a year about 2 million tons in order to meet their annual needs. But it was well above what they had planted, they had harvested the previous season, which was around 600,000 tons. And they faced a significant shortfall to an extent that they had to import from South Africa. Now, in times of imports, you tend to see, at least in the past, the World Food Program assisting, chipping in, importing for other countries so that food could be distributed as aid. And that is the missing part this time around, which means then that the African governments, they must try to do whatever they can this time around to assist the farmers to till the land in some of these areas in our region. And I think assistance in terms of seed supplies, fertilizers, availing tractors for people to till their land, whatever that can be done in form of assistance between now and in January, I think it will be critical to do that so that many of the farmers and the households can at least have sufficient or decent supplies of grain going into the next season, so that we are not in a position where we are so dependent on having to import, and even those imports having to be facilitated by outside donors in a number of countries where there isn't even a fiscal space to be able to assist households. I think it is better off to assist the farmers and the households to increase their planting than thinking later in the season in a way of saying, where can we get aid to actually assist the household? Where can we buy maize and other staples that we need? So the overall message really that I wanted to put forward is to say, we are heading towards what promises to be a favorable agricultural season in the Southern Africa region, and we have to take advantage of that on increasing our planting on agriculture. We are no longer at a time where there were aid organizations that helped in a number of countries. No one is coming to help us now. And I think the farmers and the households can do what they can, but where governments have space to assist, like what we have seen assisting in Zambia, Malawi, and the others in the past, they have to try to do exactly that, to ease or avail whatever resources to take advantage of the rains that we will receive this time around so that the households are already in better shape. I very much enjoy the enthusiasm that many people have that we see online, particularly Zimbabwe and the others, when they see their agricultural sector doing reasonably well. And I think we must not only end there then, it's about what resources we can put on the ground to actually assist the farmers. And of course, this is a near-term thinking, but I think the long-term approach on how we should be thinking about agriculture in the African continent, it's a whole different story. It doesn't entail necessarily all of these minor things of saying provide seeds and all of that. I know I'm minimizing it here, but it remains an important thing for households. But to change really and refocus Africa's agriculture needs a broader policy change than where we sit. And I think these are some of the things that may start from land governance, but that is long term. Thinking about investments in infrastructure, and thinking about agricultural policy that many governments put, like these ones of stopping imports in certain times and curbing exports in times of surpluses, setting prices and lowering prices. All of those interference of governments in the commodity markets are things that tend to play out very negatively. And of course, aspects that are around the embrace of technology that is also needed so that the African governments can take advantage of the genetically modified seeds that are there in the market and many others that can actually aid the production of their farmers. There's a number of things that can be done. And in fact, there is a TED Talk that I did in about a year or two ago. If you go on YouTube and you type my name, Wandile Slobo TED Talk, it will show up. And one of the key things I was discussing in that TED Talk was around what lessons can we take from South Africa in thinking about reshaping and refocusing Africa's agricultural sector or Africa's agricultural production, taking lessons from South Africa. Those will be the medium and long-term interventions. But I think in the near term, We must be reminded of the fact that no one is coming to save us. The countries that benefited from the World Food Program and the other aid organizations, if we run into problems in the near future, those organizations, I don't believe they are fit enough to be able to assist us. So we have to do whatever we can to assist the farmers and making sure that they plant and they plant successfully so that the 2025-26 production season can deliver a decent grain and other agricultural supplies to keep the region stable on food security and the household food security side.